This is Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
Now on Mitchell's Front Page, Caitlin with Arts and Entertainment.
It's 11 minutes to 11. Caitlin, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well indeed. Just remember, we haven't had Greg McHenry in yet. We were so engrossed with that conversation with Libby Coker, but I'm sure
he's busy chatting away.
It looks like it, doesn't it? He's not even next door yet, but I'm sure he'll be getting his act together very shortly in the next 10 minutes. But what text have you brought in today
Brought in The Princess Bride by William Goldman. And then it's S. Morgenstern's classic tale of true love and high adventure, the good parts version abridged by William Goldman. So I've got to try and explain this in a way that's sounds like you can get, basically so that you can get it.
Okay.
So essentially this man, William Goldman, in 1973, this author, has written a text based off S. Morgenstern's satirical kind of text, A Classic Tale of True Love and High Adventure.
Yes.
And then at the beginning, he kind of like introduces it. So it's like, this is the story that his father read him. And he's now gone to a publisher and he wants to basically write an abridged novel of it. That makes sense. And he kind of like inserts like lots of little commentary in it about what he thinks about the original novel. But the text that he's written from S. Morgenstern isn't actually the original account.
Is that confusing
sense.
To follow? Like
it's
when you're
not
reading
confusing
it?
To follow, but when I was like thinking about how I was going to explain it, I was like, this sounds really confusing. Because you've obviously got like little like different fonts and things like that, like italics for when he's like thinking about the book, and it's obviously written in different chapters so that it's easier to follow. But yes, when I was thinking about how I was going to explain it, I was like, oh, I've just got to like add in about 10 different things and kind of try and make it so that it sounds plausible.
Yeah. Well, I'll come back to you on that in a second. But Greg McHenry's just come in. Good morning to you, Greg.
Good morning, Mitchell.
You,
good
Interrupt
morning,
my
Caitlin.
Book
I am sorry very much. I've got a very full book next door, and hello, Courtney.
Normally, I'll come marching out the door, Greg, and wind you up and say, come in now, but we were just so engrossed in that conversation with Libby Coker that I completely forgot about you.
I know you did, and I feel jilted.
But tell us about what's coming up today, because it is a packed house next door.
It is a packed house. It's the last program. It's the fourth program we've had related to the awareness of preventing violence against women and children through the month of action that's going on now. And we've got a really full book. We've got Michaela McIntyre, who's with Bowen Community Legal Service. Helen Bolton's the CEO of Bowen Casa. Tim Kerwin, who's a leading constable within the Family Violence Unit here in Geelong. And we've got a really special guest with Emily Clare, who's got a song that she's sung and written and whatever else we're going to listen to, and it's all about that stuff.
Yeah, I saw someone with a police uniform walking in before, and I thought, oh no, what's going on? But it's all good.
You're still waiting for all your
don't even go
to
there.
Things to come home to roost, are you? Oh, no, that's guilt, isn't it?
No, definitely.
When are you consorting?
No, I'm waiting for you to leave.
Right, no, well, you're consorting with he's obviously got some concerns, but it's going to be a full book. It's well worth listening to, and I know it's not a great topic, but it's one that we need to talk about, and today is going to be a real wind-up because we're getting a real all-round look at the process and how and why you should put your hand up.
Yes.
Because it's something that it's unacceptable. If it's unacceptable, you need to put your hand up, don't you, Caitlin?
Yes.
Well done, Greg. Fantastic work. And I'll let you get back next door. And it looks like everything's getting together.
William Goldman, The Princess Bride. What did I drop? Oh, we've got some giveaways too. I've got three beauties we're doing too for our subscriber-thon. So
what's the best giveaway you've got?
The best giveaway I've got is Geelong Gym.
You get a year's subscription to that, do you?
Well, they don't call it a subscription. They call it a membership. And I'm absolutely gobsmacked. Jared Spreet from Geelong Gym is the chap who just immediately said, yeah, no worries, Greg.
Wow.
He's involved with walking home and such. And it's a value of $936.
I was going to say, those gym memberships cost an arm and a leg, so that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, we're going to have that. We also have the Cirque Africa, is it?
TICS, yep.
And we have also some bread to give away, a $10 voucher. So
fantastic.
I'm wanting people to subscribe. But I will be playing the subscription thing right up, and we want people to ring in. And if you'd miss out on getting them this time round, please still subscribe, because Edwina's been out hunting, and we've got some other gifts for next week for
fantastic.
Anyone who subscribes.
And there's still a massive draw of prizes as well to people that subscribe. So even if you miss out on those Cirque Africa tickets and whatnot, you're still going to the draw. But Greg, I'll let you get back next door, because you've got
Thank
5 minutes.
Much.
Good on you. Greg McHenry there. Now, I've had some time to think about that text that you mentioned there while Greg was chatting about that. What sort of person do you think would really gravitate towards it?
You know what? I think boys would really gravitate towards it, because it's very adventurous. It reminds me a lot of... it kind of reminds me of like a weird Indiana Jones meets The Three Musketeers meets a love story. I mean, there's always got to be a love story at the heart of it, doesn't it?
Because
there's always got to
so.
Be something that drives you through going on these adventures. But, it's really like, it's all about pirates. And so basically, Wesley is a farm boy, and it's kind of like the original text was a satirical kind of, commentary on European royalty. So it's kind of taken that, and there's a lot of like those political threads throughout it, where you've got like the really kind of corrupt royal who wants to steal the girl, and you know, wants to set up this old farm boy who he's threatened by, things like that. And yeah, and it's like this farm boy's captured by the dread pirate Roberts, and there is no hope of him surviving. And then Prince Humperdinck is then free to wreak his havoc and capture the beautiful Buttercup for himself. And then I know, and you know what's great is that apparently the names that he chose was because they were the names that he used when he would think of stories for his little girls at night, when he would read to them, like make up stories for them when they wanted, you know, stories about princesses and stuff. So it's like one of those books, and I really like it. And really, I think a lot of like teens, young adults, even adults would find a real like kind of pleasure in reading it.
And is it set at around the time where sort of royalty was at its peak, and you know, there's all this mythology?
Yeah, it's kind of like this weird Renaissance-y type era that you've got going on there. And it's honestly, it's like, think Pirates of the Caribbean, like think that type of, you know, old adventure-y style
themes covered by the text.
Just like, I suppose, friendship, love, loyalty, life and death. You know, one of my favourite lines is at the end when he says something about like how love is the best thing in life except for cough drops. And then he goes on to say like, where is it?
You should have got those little tabs.
Yes, I have. That life isn't fair, it's just fairer than death. That's all. And I really like that, and I think that's a really good, like, kind of capture of... Especially when you're a kid and you hear these stories about adventures and things like that, and you think that that's how your life is going to naturally be.
Mm.
You know, full of adventure and love and, like, on the high seas type thing. Like, your imagination takes you there, and obviously it's not quite like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Childhood.
And, yeah, it can be a difficult sort of concept to get your head around. Life's not fair, get used to it sort of thing.
Yeah, but I think, you know, that is life.
Yes, it is.
Failing that, die of death.
Hey?
Die of death.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just think that's... Yeah, it is fairer than death in a way, isn't it?
It is, and the only thing you have to do in life is die. You don't have to do anything else unless you want to. Just remember that.
Or do everything else.
Well, thank you so much for coming in once again. And I always ask you this, any preview on what you might be bringing in next week
I'm
or in subsequent weeks?
I'm thinking of doing
weeks?
Like a Christmas list.
That's right. That list you did some time ago, that was quite good.
Yes, yeah. I'm thinking of like what I would recommend to buy for Christmas, because you can never go wrong with buying books.
No, I agree, actually. I think books are a fantastic gift. Sometimes it can take me a little bit of time to get around to them, but once I do, fantastic.
Oh, man. Maybe I should lend you this book and see if you will read it this time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just very, very busy. But thank you so much for coming in. We'll see you next Tuesday.
No worries, Mitch.
Caitlin there with Arts and Entertainment. It's coming up to the 11 o'clock news.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye.
Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.